Hello, guys. Welcome to the SSTN pod. I'm sorry this episode is delayed. Our app that we use, Anchor, was down last Thursday, even though it is a phenomenal app. So we have an updated schedule to get back on track with the episodes. So our next episode will be Sunday, September 8th, before the football season starts, obviously. And then the episode after that, we will go back to Thursdays, doing Thursday the 12th. So we start every single podcast with the news, and it's no exception for this one. And we had a lot of news, especially since our last podcast, but we are saving some of the news for later to talk about. Obviously, Andrew Luck retired. That will be something later in our video, our podcast, because we never discussed that. But the first thing in our news is Ryan Fitzpatrick named the starting quarterback of the Miami Dolphins. And Sam, what do you think about Fitzpatrick being named starter over Rosen?
It's very confusing because the Dolphins, as we know, just traded Laremy Tunsil and Kenny Stills, and it seems they're in a full-on rebuilding mode. So I question why they would start the veteran quarterback over the second-year player who was a top-10 pick who they traded for.
Yeah, I mean, Fitzmagic can win you a couple games, but at the end of the day, I don't think the Dolphins are going to do too much this year anyway. So then next up, we got the Seattle Seahawks trading for Jadeveon Clowney. So I have a lot to talk about Jadeveon Clowney. The Seahawks want to make their defense elite again, and that is the main point, in my opinion. And I think it puts the Seahawks into playoff contention, in my opinion. What do you think about this trade?
Well, I feel like they're already in playoff contention, as they proved last year. They have a potent running game. Russell Wilson, of course, is one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. They have a young ascending defense now with Clowney. We all know that they traded Frank Clark away to the Chiefs earlier this offseason, but also they signed Bobby Wagner to that extension. I feel like they really want to make themselves a pure Super Bowl contender again. I feel like with Russell Wilson, it can happen.
Yeah, I definitely agree. Next up, the Chiefs signed Shady McCoy. So, obviously, the Chiefs have Damian Williams on their roster. But at the end of the day, LeSean McCoy is a good backup. Or if they do committee there, it will be good. And I love that the Bills released LeSean McCoy because, as you know, Devin Singletary.
Devin Singletary on your fantasy team.
Devin Singletary is one of my favorite players, top three with Damian Lillard and Miles Turner in all of sports, in every single sport. So I believe he will be a three-time Pro Bowler. And, yeah, I'm a huge signing him, and the Bills are leasing him.
Well, yeah, the Chiefs needed a good running back after Kareem Hunt went to the Browns. We all know that Patrick Mahomes is going to be the main focus point on that offense, but just somebody that you can trust to get you some good yards from the running back position is very good for the team. I feel like the Chiefs, this is their Super Bowl contender. As we know, Tom Brady and the Patriots, they're always a threat, but who knows when the decline will come. We haven't seen it yet, but it's sure to come one day, as we think. I think this is the year where the Chiefs, they need to prove something and they need to get to that Super Bowl. And I think Shady McCoy helps a lot.
So also big news, Carly Lloyd has NFL interest. So she can be one of the first girl players to ever play in the NFL. Sam, what do you have to say about this?
Well, it's good for the sport. You want representation, of course, from everyone. It's interesting. She's going to probably sign as a kicker, as we all know. And there are some teams who do need a kicker. As we know, the Bears, they released Cody Parkey. They signed some dudes that we don't know who they are or what they can bring. Maybe she has a shot. Maybe there's some teams like the Chargers, maybe, who just some teams that don't have great kickers, and she can maybe make an impact.
Yeah. So this is also old news, but we never got to talk about it because, once again, our podcast was delayed. But it's David Andrews hospitalized for a blood clot in his lung. And obviously, I think this hurts the Patriots O-line a lot. N'Keal Harry also got injured. They obviously also lost Gronk. So I think that this whole Patriots team is going down a little bit, even though I do think they're still going to win their division.
Well, yeah, but you can never trust that the Patriots will decline as long as they have Brady and Belichick together. They'll find a way. They'll pluck some random dudes off the street who will make a huge impact, and we just have to see.
Yeah, so moving on to topic two, we did this pretty much every episode of our podcast. It is called the Yes or No. And today we are doing NFL quarterbacks and will this quarterback ever make the playoffs again in his career? So starting off with Jacoby Brissett, obviously he's the starter now with Andrew Luck retiring. Sam, do you think he will ever make the playoffs in his career again?
I do think he'll make the playoffs because I feel like Jacoby Brissett's a very underrated quarterback. As we know, in his only season of starting for the Colts, he went 4-12, but that's because of that horrible offensive line in Chuck Pagano there. I feel like he has a chance because he is a very decent quarterback.
Alrighty. Well, I have to disagree. I really don't think, even though this Colts team has Darius Leonard, all those guys, I really don't think that Jacoby Brissett will ever make the playoffs again in his career. But moving on to Phillip Rivers, even though I'm a huge believer in Melvin Gordon and this holdout is like costly for the Chargers, I believe, I still think Phillip Rivers will make the playoffs again in his career because Phillip Rivers is obviously super talented. He's getting very up there in age, so I don't know how many more playoffs he's going to make, but I do think he will make the playoffs again in his career. So, yeah, Sam, what do you have to say on this? All righty, so moving on to our next quarterback, we have Derek Carr. Now, Derek Carr, obviously, he's an incredible, well, he's an average quarterback in this league. And he could lead the Raiders possibly to playoff contention spot because AB joined and because Melvin Gordon's holding out. But at the end of the day, even though he has maybe a long career ahead of him, I don't think Derek Carr will ever make the playoffs again. Sam, what do you have to say about this?
I think it's very possible that Derek Carr makes the playoffs. As we know, back in 2016, people were looking at him as an MVP candidate, and the Raiders as a Super Bowl contender. As we all know, that team's a long distance from that previous team, but I still think they have a shot, but I don't think it's going to happen this year. I simply don't trust Jon Gruden and his $100 million contract. Even with Antonio Brown, I just don't think this team has enough to be competitive.
Yeah, I agree with that. So moving on to Deshaun Watson. Jadeveon Clowney affects the Texans a lot. Lamar Miller affects the Texans somewhat, but not really. So, but at the end of the day, Deshaun Watson, I think, has too bright of a career ahead of him to not make the playoffs ever again. So I'm going to say he does make it.
Oh, of course he makes the playoffs. He made the playoffs last year. The Texans are a very good team, as we know. They just added Laremy Tunsil and Kenny Stills, giving Watson more weapons on offense and more protection. I feel like this just makes him a better player, and he will make the playoffs.
Yeah, so moving on to Nick Foles. I personally think the Jaguars cakewalk through the AFC South. So that's why I do agree that Foles will make the playoffs. Obviously, Saxonville, people forget that they're like one of the elite defenses in the league. Obviously, with Jalen Ramsey, all those guys on it. And plus their offense, DeeDee Westbrook's a great young receiver. Leonard Fournette could have a comeback season. So I do think Nick Foles makes the playoffs again. Obviously, with Clowney and Luck retiring, I do think Jacksonville cakewalks in this division.
I do think that Nick Foles will make the playoffs again, but I don't think it's going to be because of him. I simply don't believe that Nick Foles is an elite starting quarterback in the NFL. Even though he did win the Super Bowl, I think he's a very situational quarterback in this league, and I don't know how he can last through a full season.
And then moving on to our next quarterback, it is Jimmy Garoppolo. So I say this a lot. Every day that goes on, I get less and less convinced with Jimmy Garoppolo, and that still stands. And right now, this 49ers team is kind of looking not great, even though I'm predicting them to go 7-9. Their defense is kind of pretty bad, and they're like the offense, the receiving core is not that good. I don't care what anybody says about Dante Pettis and those guys. And Jerick McKinnon did get injured, even though I don't think that's too costly because Matt Breida and Tevin Coleman are still on that roster. But at the end of the day, I don't think Jimmy G will make the playoffs again in his career. And that might be a bold prediction for some people, but not for me.
I was never on the Jimmy G hype train. when it started, I know he was 5-0 with the 49ers when he got traded, but people got to realize he was playing defense. Yes, they were playing contenders, but contenders that were resting their players and some teams that were under 500. I was never on the hype train. He didn't really look good last year starting. You know, he was 1-2 as a starter before he got injured. Didn't really look that good, to be honest. And I think, I don't know if the 49ers realize this because they gave him a whole lot of money. I just don't think he will be that franchise quarterback.
All right, moving on to our last quarterback. It is Josh Rosen, and I do not think Josh Rosen will make the playoffs in his career, period. He plays for the Dolphins, number one. Number two, obviously, Ryan Fitzpatrick's name starting quarterback, and I just don't think his attitude can lead a team to the playoffs.
Well, you shouldn't even be starting with plus. You guys think it will do Josh Rosen ever start in his career anywhere? Because the
Exactly.
Dolphins are looking to be the worst team in the NFL, and if they're the worst team in the NFL, I can for sure say that they're going to select Tua Tagovailoa to be their quarterback. So I don't even know where Josh Rosen will start in the NFL.
So moving on to our third topic, the sport of baseball. And we are going to both be predicting our World Series matchup right now. And I just have to say, it's going to be the Yankees and the Dodgers. I'm going to go with like what most people say. We obviously got a preview of the series last week, and the Yankees obviously won the series. Brett Gardner has he's had some good games lately and some bad games. But at the end of the day, I think he could come up clutch in the playoffs. Giancarlo Stanton, obviously, he's injured, but we don't know when he's coming back. Luke Voit has already came back from injury, so I do think this Yankees team will make the World Series. And the Dodgers, I think, are the clear best team in the National League right now. And obviously, Clayton Kershaw, all those guys, Cody Bellinger, he and Pete Alonso. I think they're like racing for like how many like who gets more home runs this year. So yeah, that's my World Series matchup.
I'm going to have to agree with some of that. I agree with the New York Yankees being the American League representatives in the Super Bowl. As you know, I'm a diehard Yankees fan, and I'm getting sick and tired of people saying that the Houston Astros are going to win, beat the Yankees because their pitching is so much better. The Yankees pitching has been not great, but if you look over the month of August, it has been actually one of the best in Major League Baseball, and they've been getting on a hot streak. You can't tell me that Masahiro Tanaka, James Paxton, Domingo Germán, and Luis Severino, when he comes back, is not an intimidating pitching staff to fear in the playoffs. But I'm going to have to disagree with you with your Dodgers. I know the Dodgers have had a great season, Cody Bellinger, but people will be sleeping on the Atlanta Braves. They've been in first place pretty much the entire year. And when you have that kind of superstar like Ronald Acuña Jr., and you have quality pitching and a great offense. People are be sleeping on the Braves.
Yeah, obviously, Ronald Acuña Jr. is one of the best young players in all of baseball, if not the best young player in all of baseball. So, moving on to topic four, we are going to say our best player in baseball, football, and basketball, because people always like to debate who's the best, who's the best, who's the best. So, starting off with the sport of baseball, I personally say, I agree with everybody who says that Mike Trout is the best player in baseball. Because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what the Angels do. It doesn't matter what Cody Bellinger, all those guys do. It doesn't matter what all the pitchers do. Mike Trout, no matter what, until he hits the end of his prime, he will be the best player in baseball, in my opinion. Mike Trout, obviously, the dude's a machine. He's pretty fast. He can hit home runs. He can just hit the ball straight up. He's a pretty good outfielder. Well, great outfielder. So, no doubt about it, I think Mike Trout's the best player in baseball.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I can't think of one person who's ever said that Mike Trout is not the best player in baseball. He's miles ahead of the competition. I can't think of one person that would even rival him. If he retired right now, he would be a Hall of Famer.
Oh, 100%. Moving on to the best player in football. So, even though part of me wants to say Patrick Mahomes, I'm between Aaron Donald and Khalil Mack. And I like to say Khalil Mack is the best player in all of football, even though Aaron Donald is a tough competition. But if you basically look at the stats between Khalil Mack and Aaron Donald, you'd basically say, oh, no doubt about it, no doubt. Aaron Donald's the best player. He has way more sacks. He has way more tackles. But at the end of the day, Khalil Mack renovated and sort of renewed that Chicago defense. He's by far the best Chicago defensive player since Brian Urlacher. And at the end of the day, I'm just a huge believer in him. He's a machine. Part of me wants to go with the safe bet in Aaron Donald, but I'm kind of going to go out in the open. And especially after this season, I think Khalil Mack will be the best player in all of football, and I'm going to stick true to my opinion. I do think Khalil Mack is the best player in all of football, even though some may say that is bold, saying Khalil Mack is better than Aaron Donald, because even all the expert lists say that Aaron Donald is the best player in the NFL and will be the most productive. And speaking of expert lists, we will get to that in later in this podcast.
I have no idea why you would ever say Khalil Mack is the best player in football when you're ruling out Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes is the best player in the NFL simply because of the if you remove Khalil Mack from the Bears, are they still a playoff team?
No.
That's lying. That is pure lying, right?
No, they're not. They're actually not. I don't care what
if you remove Patrick Mahomes from the Kansas City Chiefs, they are nothing.
Listen to me. Mitch Trubisky, in my opinion, has not proved himself as a quarterback yet. That offense is only okay, in my opinion. Obviously, Tariq Cohen and David Montgomery, they haven't really proved themselves yet. Allen Robinson, we never know if he's going to get back to his Jaguars days. And on that defensive side, yeah, sure, they have Eddie Jackson, and it's overall good defense. But at the end of the day, if you remove Khalil Mack from the team, I only think they barely make the playoffs as a wild card this year at 10-6. So just to say that I say if they lose Khalil Mack, they're definitely not a playoff team, in my opinion, because the NFC is a loaded conference.
All right, well, let's move on.
All right, well, yeah, Patrick Mahomes. But we can all agree that Patrick Mahomes, Aaron Donald, and Khalil Mack are the three best players in football, right?
Yep, man.
All right, well, yeah, we can all agree on that. Now, moving on to the best player in basketball. I already know you're not going to agree with my opinion.
Oh, boy.
Say, I'm on the hype train. Kawhi Leonard is the best player in basketball. And obviously, his defense is elite, above elite. He's one of the best two-way players I think we've seen since Scottie Pippen. And at the end of the day, Kawhi Leonard's a better scorer than Scottie Pippen. He can do it all. I think Kawhi Leonard can end up having a better career than Scottie Pippen when it's all said and done. And at the end of the day, I think Kawhi Leonard will win another ring with the LA Clippers. And I just say it's as simple as that. Kawhi Leonard is the best player in basketball.
Was Scottie Pippen ever the best player in basketball?
No.
Scottie Pippen was never the best player in basketball. So it's ridiculous that you make him as an argument of comparison for Kawhi Leonard. I'm going to go somewhere different. I'm going with recent Brooklyn Nets acquisition, Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant, even though he did tear his Achilles, I'm going to need him to get healthy. But Kevin Durant, we have never seen a player like this. Almost 7 feet tall and can score from anywhere. We have never seen anyone do this. His scoring is absolutely unbelievable. He may even go down as the best scorer of all time when things are all said and done. And his defense is very good. His defense is very similar, or it might not be so very close to Kawhi Leonard, but it's damn near there. And his scoring completely outmatches Kawhi's.
Nah, so Kevin Durant even said himself that he believed he would have won Defensive Player of the Year before if it wasn't for, like, all the snake things and the whole NBA media not really liking him. But moving on to our second-to-last topic, it is the Andrew Luck retirement. Boy, we have a lot to talk about here. Obviously, I believe it knocks the Colts out of playoff contention. And at the end of the day, Jadeveon Clowney and Lamar Miller both can't play for the Texans this year now. So basically, I think Jacksonville does cakewalk through this division with their obviously whole defense. But now, on this whole Andrew Luck thing screwed up my whole AFC playoff predictions. So a team that I do think slips in as a wild card is the Baltimore Ravens, because the Baltimore Ravens have a clear elite defense. Mark Ingram, I'm a huge believer
in him. And the best quarterback from the draft last year.
But at the end of the day, Lamar Jackson, all those guys will make the playoffs in this upcoming year. And so I do think Jacksonville will still be a division winner. And at the end of the day, this Melvin Gordon holdout might affect the Chargers from missing the playoffs. But at the end of the day, I don't see anybody else in the AFC really contending with the Chargers now. So I do think the Chargers will make the playoffs nonetheless as a sixth seed. So, yes, there's obviously a lot to talk about this Andrew Luck retirement. It's obviously shocking. I was watching a Florida-Miami game, and all of a sudden my grandpa actually says, Luck retired. I'm like, what the heck are you talking about? Because at the so I looked at this TV, and I'm like, I don't see it anywhere. Then I'm going on Twitter, and I'm seeing it, I'm like, oh, my God. And then I ended up believing it. It's, like, crazy. At first, I didn't believe it. Because at the end of the day, looking at this, Andrew Luck is the second favorite to win MVP. He had the second highest odds to win MVP after Patrick Mahomes this year. So, it's honestly crazy to me. He obviously has T.Y. Hilton, Darius Leonard on that defense. So, I mean, it's honestly one of the most shocking sports retirements since maybe Beast Mode. And at the end of the day, like, Andrew Luck, he retired for the right reasons, even though I have people who are Jets fans who are always complaining that Belichick will somehow cheat and get Andrew Luck on the Patriots roster. But I don't see that happening. So at the end of the day, this Andrew Luck retirement is clearly shocking.
You can tell your Jets fans they have nothing to worry about. I don't think Andrew Luck is going to ever come out of retirement. Even if he does, it's not going to be soon. Andrew Luck retired. It's very shocking. But there's no one else to blame than Jim Irsay, Chuck Pagano, and Ryan Grigson of the Colts. They absolutely destroyed Andrew Luck. They broke him as a person. You could see it in his mannerisms. You could see it in his interviews. You could see it in his body language. He just didn't have fun playing football anymore. It was too much for him. And the Colts didn't help him at all. They didn't give him a stable offensive line. It's shocking that Ryan Grigson gave up a first-round pick for Trent Richardson and said that Trent...
Well, Trent was a third overall pick, so, and he had a lot of potential at the time, so I really don't blame him for that, even though now, as a move, it sucks.
But even then, even when Trent Richardson wasn't producing, he continued to play him. Andrew Luck single-handedly carried this Colts team throughout those years, and Jim Irsay, I blame you because you didn't fire Grigson and Pagano early enough, and you absolutely wrecked this man. Andrew Luck, I'm sorry that you had to do this, but I wish you well in your retirement, and you had a great career.
All right. So this is not the NFL Top 100, this last topic, but at the end of the day, NFL experts put who they would think is the top 20 most effective Well, actually, no, they actually said the 100 most effective players that they would predict this season. So we are basically going to go through the top 20 and say agree or disagree, and we're going to basically talk about each person. So coming in number 20 is Bobby Wagner. So this just comes to show that how bad Madden ratings are. Because Madden ratings put Bobby Wagner as a 99, only one of only four people to get a 99. And yet, other people, all the experts are ranking him as the 20th best player. That's all I don't get about that. But at the end of the day, Bobby Wagner, he's obviously the center point of this Seattle's defense. Obviously losing Earl Thomas. I mean, yeah, they added Clowney now, but Bobby Wagner is still the clear best player on this defense. So, I mean, he does deserve a top 20 player, but some guys ranked ahead of him aren't really better than him, in my opinion.
I totally agree. Bobby Wagner is the best player on this defense. I feel like he should have been ranked higher, but yeah, I agree.
All right, coming in at number 19, we have Luke Kuechly. Now, Luke Kuechly is obviously an elite defensive player as well for the Carolina Panthers. He's been that for years, and that's what makes me respect him even more. So, yeah, I mean, Luke Kuechly, there's no doubt about it. He's like a beast on defense, but at the end of the day, 19, I mean, seems a little low and at the same time a little high for him, because there are some guys that really don't deserve to be better than him higher on this list. So what do you think about Luke Kuechly?
Totally agree with you. I feel like Luke Kuechly has been a great defensive player. I feel like he could have been ranked higher, but I understand why he was ranked at number 19. No problems here.
I mean, coming out at number 18 is Travis Kelce. Even though with Gronk retiring, Travis Kelce is now unanimously the best tight end in the league, in my opinion. And I think Zach Ertz is unanimously the second best tight end in the league, in my opinion. I don't care what all these George Kittle people say. He's not the second best tight end in the league. I don't think George Kittle proved anything in his career yet. But at the end of the day, Travis Kelce, yes, he's obviously a great, great tight end. But at the end of the day, I don't really know if you should rank him above Bobby Wagner and Luke Kuechly, because they're very, very elite defensive players. Now, don't get me wrong, Travis Kelce is incredible, incredible, like, at the sport of football, but I don't know if he should be ranked this high.
Well, Travis Kelce means a lot for the Chiefs, obviously, with the whole Tyreek Hill incident. We didn't know if he was going to be back or not. But the Chiefs are going to have to rely a lot on Travis Kelce this year, also with Kareem Hunt gone. And even with Shady McCoy's acquisition, it's going to be Mahomes throwing to Kelce and Hill. Travis Kelce is going to have a great year, in my opinion. I feel like he's one of the most effective players in the NFL and perfect for Patrick Mahomes.
All right. These next two rankings, quite frankly, piss me off because they're way too high. Coming in at number 17 is Phillip Rivers. I really don't get, the Madden ratings, the NFL top 100, this top 100. Why the heck is everybody overhyping Phillip Rivers? I truly, truly don't get it. I think Baker Mayfield's already established himself as a better quarterback than Phillip Rivers.
Oh, no, you did not just say that.
I think possibly even Matt Ryan right now is a better quarterback than Phillip Rivers. I do think Phillip Rivers is getting way, way overhyped. He's not the 17th best player in all of football. I think if Phillip Rivers, if he was as effective as he is at any other position, I don't even think he would touch the top 100. But just because he's a quarterback and he's well-known, I think that's the only reason why he's in the top 20. I think it's absolutely ridiculous to put him in the top 20, in my opinion. And, yeah, I think Phillip Rivers, he should be way lower.
I agree with you that Phillip Rivers probably shouldn't have been in the top 20. But I'm going to go what you just said. You just said Baker Mayfield has already proven himself to be more effective than Phillip Rivers. So you're saying a rookie quarterback has already proven to be better than a multiple-time Pro Bowler.
Not in his career, but I think already he's a better quarterback than Phillip Rivers.
He's already a better quarterback than Phillip Rivers. Phillip Rivers led his team to 12-4 and won a playoff game. Baker Mayfield beat some sub 500 teams in six or seven games and did not make it.
Yeah,
playoff.
But this year Baker Mayfield will win his division and Phillip Rivers.
Oh, he will win his division. Okay.
Oh. And the Chiefs. They have Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs in that division.
We should make a bet on Baker Mayfield, and the winner gets something.
So, all right. Coming in at number 16, this pisses me off a lot more, not only because I hate him as a person, but it's just I hate the ranking. Coming in at number 16 is Tyreek Hill. I know Patrick Mahomes is going to throw to him a lot, but there's no chance in hell he's even better than his own teammate Travis Kelce, in my opinion. Tyreek Hill should not be ranking at 16. People are way overhyping him. So here are four receivers that did not make the top 20. Four receivers that didn't make the top 20. That's pissing me off. Wait, heck, even five. Is Davante Adams on this list? No, he's not. Davante Adams, Antonio Brown, Juju Smith-Schuster, Adam Thielen, and Mike Evans. I think all those guys are clearly better than Tyreek Hill, in my opinion. I don't care what you say. Mike Evans is an absolute machine, way better than Tyreek Hill. Adam Thielen, I think he's slightly better than Tyreek Hill. Juju Smith-Schuster, he's one of the best young receivers in the league. I think he's better than Tyreek Hill. AB, he's been one of the best at it for years. And Davante Adams, I think, is a top three wide receiver in this league. I think it's absolutely ridiculous that you are going to rank all of those guys lower than Tyreek Hill. I'm absolutely ashamed of these experts for saying Tyreek Hill is that high. Not only because I hate him as a person for what he did to his son and all that incident, but at the end of the day, I just can't stand this Tyreek Hill ranking.
It pisses me off that Tyreek Hill caught on tape doing what he did. Gets no suspension, but Golden Tate of my New York Giants, he takes a drug that his doctors prescribed to him. He had no idea what it was, and he's suspended 4 games. That just is so ridiculous to me. I totally agree with you. I wouldn't necessarily say Adam Thielen is better than Tyreek Hill. I feel like Tyreek Hill is better, but I totally agree with everything else you say. This ranking is absurd.
Yeah, he shouldn't even be in the NFL right now yet to be number 16. So, coming in at number 15 is Ezekiel Elliott. Obviously, Ezekiel Elliott, his contract status is like a pendulum. One day, it's like, oh, Ezekiel Elliott and the Cowboys are close to a deal. Next day, it's like, Cowboys are frustrated with Zeke. They can't get a deal done. And obviously, it sucks because maybe Zeke will miss 1 or 2 weeks for my fantasy team. But at the end of the day, I do have other running back depth, so I'm really not worried about that. But at the end of the day, Ezekiel Elliott, he is a top two running back in the league, in my opinion. P.S. next week, guys, we already established a top. We will talk about the top five running backs next week in on Sunday's podcast before the football season starts. So, yeah, Ezekiel Elliott, he's obviously an elite, elite running back. He gets a lot of yards. So, but number 15 seems a little low to me, but not really compared to the other rankings.
It's interesting, yes, because Ezekiel Elliott, he probably will miss some time. It's going to be very confusing and what the Cowboys will do with him. He is established himself as a top three running back in this league, maybe even number one, but I certainly don't think he's number one. But I think it may be a little low, but we'll have to see what happens this season.
Okay, coming in at number 14 is J.J. Watt. Another guy, like I said, A.B., and Luke Kuechly, I respect because they've been doing it for years. Year in, year out, they are elite. Same thing with J.J. Watt. He is the center point of that Houston defense. I think he has a little bit more pressure on him now because Jadeveon Clowney left. So at the end of the day, J.J. Watt, he's been elite for years. He deserves his 14 ranking.
Yeah, I definitely agree, J.J. Watt, but he has had some injury concerns, but no disrespect on him. He's still that face of that defense and one of the best defensive players in the NFL.
Coming in at 13 is Odell Beckham. And even as a Browns fan, I mean, I do think Odell Beckham should be like rated above all the receivers. Well, most of the receivers that I mentioned with Tyreek Hill and the Tyreek Hill thing. But at the end of the day, I just can't believe he's ranked higher than Davante Adams, in my opinion. I can't believe Davante Adams isn't on the top 20. I think it's absolutely absurd. Davante Adams has proved himself as a top three wide receiver, I think, with Julio Jones and DeAndre Hopkins. So, even as a Browns fan, I do think Davante Adams is better than OBJ.
I totally disagree with you, and I'm disappointed that as a Browns fan, even though you got him, you don't think he's better than Davante Adams. I'm telling you,
I'm way happy we got him as a Browns fan. I think that's why we will win the division because we're so loaded on offense and defense. But yeah.
All right. Well, as a Giants fan, you're gonna have to. I think mostly also it's just because Odell Beckham is a game-changing wide receiver. He's someone who can single-handedly change the face of a team. He's a face of a franchise. He's a great player. He's a superstar. And I don't understand how he would be better than – he'd be worse than Davante Adams.
Well, yeah, we clearly disagree there. But coming in at number 12 is Saquon Barkley. I personally think Saquon Barkley is the best running back in the league, and this list appears to agree with me because Todd Gurley isn't on this list. Thank God somebody says Todd Gurley is not the best running back in the league because guess what? He's not anymore. So Saquon and Zeke are the clear best two running backs in the league, in my opinion. But we will go more in depth about that next week. What do you have to feel about the Saquon number 12?
I'm a Giants fan, so where do you think I'm going to go with this? I clearly agree.
He should be number one.
I agree. He is the best running back in the NFL. It's crazy to think anyone would think other than that. But, yeah.
I mean, obviously, we want to see him do it again this year because, like, one season isn't really enough of a sample size, in my opinion. But at the end of the day, moving on to number 11 is Drew Brees. Drew Brees, I believe this is his last year of being elite or borderline elite even. So, even though he's ranking at 11, I'm not a huge, huge fan of this ranking. But at the end of the day, Drew Brees has been doing it year in, year out, just like J.J. Watt, just like A.B., just like Luke Kuechly. So at the end of the day, Drew Brees' number 11 ranking, pretty, pretty good.
I agree with you. I feel like this is the last year for the Saints to win a Super Bowl. I do think it was their year last year. As we know, they got screwed by the poor officiating. Although this season, I'm a little skeptical on that rule change for reviewing pass interference calls. I feel like it's going to be overused It's going to ruin football. But
Oh.
other than that, I feel like, yes, you're right. I feel like this is, but I feel like Drew Brees he's a sensational quarterback, and I feel like he can get the job done.
Well, we stay in the city of New Orleans, Louisiana. Coming in at number 10 is Michael Thomas. I also think Michael Thomas should not be ranked above Devontae Adams, possibly not be ranked above OBJ. Because even though Michael Thomas, I believe he's like he wasn't getting the respect he deserves, but finally with his MAD ratings and all these lists, he's in all these like expert lists, he's getting the respect he deserves now. And I don't think I think he's getting over respected in my opinion for like some parts of this list.
Well, Michael Thomas did get that hefty extension. As we know, he's one of the best receivers in the NFL. Yes, I don't believe he is better than Odell Beckham Jr. And I don't think he actually is better than Tyreek Hill. But Michael Thomas has proven that he is a quality, sensational wide receiver. When you said Michael Thomas, I thought you said the Pro Bowl safety on the Giants. And I was so flattered because he is a very underrated player. But then I realized you were talking about the wide receiver. And that's why I'm saying Michael Thomas, Pro Bowl safety on the Giants, very underrated player, only a 72 overall in Madden right now.
Pro Bowl safety.
He was a Pro Bowl safety.
Alrighty. Well, moving on to number 9, we move to the city of Seattle, Washington. And we are going to their quarterback position, and that is Russell Wilson, obviously. Russell Wilson is one of the best running quarterbacks we've seen. Like with Cam Newton in the league right now. And obviously he's been elite for years now, but, and like with this addition of Jadeveon Clowney, I do think they make the playoffs. So Russell Wilson ranking 9 might seem a little high to me, but not too much. I think 9 is an okay ranking.
I absolutely agree with this rating. Russell Wilson is a top 3 quarterback in the NFL. I think the only quarterbacks that are better than him are Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady, but I feel that this rank
Mahomes?
Nope, not yet. Only one season. Russell Wilson has proven that he is an elite superstar quarterback.
Oh, I clearly disagree with you on the Mahomes
thing. Oh, so one year decides a Hall of Fame career, I see. Okay. That's how it
is. Okay, no, it doesn't. But Patrick Mahomes, he's sure looking like he's gonna have a Hall of Fame
career. Well, Russell Wilson's won a Super Bowl and been to another one and
yeah, he should not. Russell Wilson has a Super Bowl ring because if Pete Carroll wasn't an idiot, he would have one. So you have to technically treat Russell Wilson like he won a Super Bowl.
He has won a Super Bowl.
Well, you have to treat him like he won too, because obviously the whole Marshawn Lynch thing. Yeah, we have to treat him like he won too. Let's be real, because of the whole Marshawn Lynch thing.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. So, coming in at number 8, we have Von Miller. Von Miller, just like J.J. Watt, just like Antonio Brown, just like Luke Kuechly, just like all of those guys, he does it year in, year out. Von Miller has been an elite defensive player for years now, and I don't see any problem with him being ranked at number 8.
I feel like he is actually a bit too high, because I would rank J.J. Watt better than him. I would rank Luke Kuechly better than him, because I feel like he's regressed a little bit. I don't think he's the same Super Bowl MVP back when the Broncos won it. I feel like it's a bit too high for him.
All right. Coming in at number 7, we have Julio Jones. Julio Jones is ranked as the second best receiver on this list, and I'm not complaining about it, because obviously Julio, he's been elite for years also. I mean, some have like even said like a couple years ago, like when he had like 1,500 yards or something, it was a down year for him. If you're calling that a down year, there's something wrong with you. So yeah, Julio, or that means like you're the best player ever. So Julio obviously is so elite. He's been Matt Ryan's best target for years. He's been arguably Matt Ryan's best target ever. Even like with the Tony Gonzalez later years. But what do you think about this ranking?
You told me that he's only the second best receiver on this list, and that is absolutely shocking. I feel like Julio Jones is the best wide receiver in the NFL. Hands down, I can't believe that someone would rank anyone over him.
I disagree, because a man who is ranked higher in this list, I agree with all the experts saying that. Contender number six is Aaron Rodgers. I think Aaron Rodgers is clearly getting overrated at this point in his career. Even though I know you're a huge fan of him, I know you think he's going to win MVP. I know Stephen A. Smith says he's a bad, bad man. But at the end of the day, Aaron Rodgers at six is a little too high. I think Russell Wilson, Drew Brees are a little too high. I think they should make maybe top 15, but not top six. Aaron Rodgers, I mean, if he goes back to his, like, maybe even 2011 Super Bowl self, like, against the Steelers, then I believe he should deserve the number six ranking. But as of right now, as of this very moment, before the season is starting, even though he has Devontae Adams and Aaron Jones on that offense, I do think he should be ranked a little lower than six.
I feel like this is the best chance that Aaron Rodgers has to win a Super Bowl in the last few years. And Aaron Rodgers is the most talented. He's the best quarterback. I feel like he's the best quarterback ever in the history of the NFL. I feel Tom Brady is the GOAT, but Aaron Rodgers is a better quarterback, more talented quarterback than Tom Brady.
Joe Montana?
Nope. Aaron Rodgers has proven that he is a better quarterback than Joe Montana. He's the best quarterback.
Okay, that might have been the most ridiculous statement I ever
That is
heard
not
in
the
life.
Most ridiculous statement.
But going into number five, we have what I agree is the best receiver in the league with the experts and not with you, and that is DeAndre Hopkins. Hopkins, I think, has proven himself to be the best receiver in the league. So number five is the good ranking, but somebody in the top four should not be ranked this high.
Well, I definitely think Julio Jones is better than DeAndre Hopkins, but I do think DeAndre Hopkins is a very good wide receiver. He was one of the most underrated receivers ever before this year and last year. And I feel like he's finally getting the recognition that he deserves.
All right, moving on to number four is Tom Brady. I get it. Tom Brady's a GOAT. I get it. We have to pay his respects to him. I get it. But Tom Brady is not a top four player in the league anymore, especially after last year. Many said he regressed last year. I think he could regress even more this year, even though he is the Patriots are going to go to a winning record like they always do. So at the end of the day, even though the man is the GOAT, he shouldn't be top four.
Well, yeah, it's very objective on that. Tom Brady is the GOAT. He's proven that he can still win Super Bowls no matter what. And I think that Tom Brady, maybe a little too high, he's still a very, very good quarterback.
Coming in at number three is Khalil Mack. Obviously, we know what I said about Khalil Mack earlier in the podcast. I said I think he's the best player in the NFL. But at the end of the day, I don't blame the experts at all for saying top two, because at the end of the day, my opinions can swing really easily. Maybe in a couple of weeks, I can say that Khalil Mack isn't the best player in the NFL anymore and say it's maybe one of the top two guys. So what do you think about this?
No problem with this rating.
Yeah, I mean, we all believe that these top three players, the top three, are the top three players in the NFL. So coming in at number two is Patrick Mahomes. I agree with this ranking a lot. I mean, I personally think he should be three. But we all agree that these top three are the best three players in the NFL right now.
I said before that Patrick Mahomes should and is the best player in the NFL, but no disrespect to Khalil Mack and who's ranked ahead of him, as we all know, because if you figured it out yet, you'd realize why he's ranked ahead of him. As we all know, that Patrick Mahomes had that sensational year last year. Absolutely sensational. We've never seen anything like it, or like, it's one of the greatest years I've ever seen. He's going to single-handedly change the Chiefs as a team, and he's going to lead to a Super Bowl.
All right, Donald. I mean, I could personally think they're in the league, maybe. But, yeah, I mean, it's basically like he is an incredible, incredible player. So, yeah, I think he could be ranked number one. What do you think?
Yeah, definitely. I feel like he's the best defensive player in the league. No disrespect to Khalil Mack. Aaron Donald has been unanimously voted pretty much as the best defensive player in the NFL. I do think Patrick Mahomes should be ranked ahead of him, but I have no problem.
Well, make sure to follow our Twitter at SSTN Podcast, and make sure to follow our Instagram at SSTN Podcast. We'll catch you guys next time.